Shmiel Shabbos Kilchosa, Perek Yud Beis. We are at Lamed Vov. So we said, now we're going to discuss boiler in the kitchen. That's the last one before we're going into the dishwasher in the kitchen. Sekumim or Kle Seuda Acherim, Shenimtseim Bemeorav Al Ashulchan, Yakpid Lefanotam Kemot Shem, Velo Yivro Kol Min Leatzmo, Mishum Yisur Brera. ואסור למען את הכלים, גם אם אין כוונתו אלא לחסוך מקום על גבי משטח עבודה שבמטבח, או כדי שלא יפלו כשהוא מסירה מעל השולחן. So if you have cutlery, and you remove it, it's mixed on the table, you have mixed cutlery, and sometimes people don't realize, and take all the knives, and take all the forks, and take all the spoons, because it's comfortable for them to pick it up like this, or they want to wash it like this, or whatever they want to do, and they're doing boirer.
You do this, what? They're mixed together, not separate on the table.
It's a mix on a table.
It's a big pile of all of it.
It could be a pile. It could be, you know, a lot of them here and there, whatever. People get them together and suddenly start taking them separately. So you have to pay attention not to do burger with this. Even if you're doing the burger because it's comfortable for you to pick it like this, it's like you take it to a tzorech or something like this. But the ma'aseh, it's not ochel. It's not, in other words, you're not going to use them. And therefore, it will be a burger. We'll see shortly that if we were in a case where we are allowed to put it in the dishwasher on Shabbos, the utensils and kelim, whatever, in the dishwasher on Shabbos, we have to be careful, A, not to do boirer while we're doing it, and second, part of this boirer is when we start in the dishwasher, you want to organize everything in the right place, right? That's why you've got to be very careful. Because here you can, mamish, you can do boirer with this whole thing.
So this have preparation, no or not?
This we'll see. Also, mechin mishabes lechol, yeah. So, bottom line is, when we clear the table, we have to pay attention not to do boirer, also when we get stuff, things off the table.
Are you allowed to load the dishwasher, bottom line?
If you're allowed to load the dishwasher, right? Yeah. That's what we're going to see now. So first of all, we're going to start about, can you use the dishwasher on Shabbos, first of all?
No, okay. Because
why? Okay, very nice. If Shemil says one of them, that's right. That's one of them.
Well, can't hear it.
Okay, so let's learn it.
I've got you will not hear mine.
Mine can hear.
Okay. Asur lishtamesh b'shabbat. Asur lishtamesh b'shabbat b'medich kelim. Gam kasher mufal b'emtzaut shon shabbat amechuvan mibod yom lishtof ta kelim b'shabbat. So you know how to use the dishwasher b'shabbes, even if it's set with a time switch before Shabbos to wash the dishes on Shabbos. What's the reason for that? The reason for that he brings in the notes is because that when you close the door, now water can come in. When the time will come, water can come in. And what would this water do? It will be hot. Water will heat up. Yeah, or hot water coming in, or the water will heat up. But Lemaise will heat up even if it comes in hot, and it's not hot enough, it will heat up to the right temperature. And it will be mevashel the food, whatever is left on the plates and on the kelim. And therefore, he says it's begeder echad noten et hakdira v'echad noten et ha'esh. That one puts off the pot, right? And someone else puts a fire. That the first, second one is chayev, and the first one is patur aval asur. So the first one is midrabanon asur. And therefore, you're not allowed to do the same here. For that reason, he says, you're not allowed to do it.
Well, it's okay. Cooked food. So, bishlach bishlach.
Some of it is be cooked, some of it may be not cooked. If you have a salad over there, and cucumber, and whatever, it's not cooked. Okay?
Don't say yesh bishlach
bishlach. Yeah? Yesh bishlach bishul belach, not biyavesh. Yeah? So, here could be a lot of stuff. Maybe it could even be moilid, yeah? From the fat which you are dissolving now. Mm-hmm. But you know, mitkavet to do it. This is not mainly. It's a question here. For him, it's a question of bishul. Ubiyom to mutar lishtamesh b'mediach kelim im umnam uzakuk lakelim b'shenit bo b'yom b'chonam ufelet b'tzot shon Shabbat. So on Yom Tov, if it works by Shabbos Eiger, then you can use it because and you need the utensils for the same day. Then you can do that because you're allowed to do bishul b'yom tov letzorech. Okay. וכל זה כשהמדיח אינו מריש בזמן פעולתו, אך אם בזמן פעולתו נשמע רעש המכונה, יש לאסור מפני שאין זה כבוד היום טוב. If שמיל זה, okay, that's rational base, that's what he brings basically the idea. So, the sugya is about רחיים של מים. If you have a water mill, are you allowed to put in a water mill before Shabbos a lot of grain, and it will keep going over Shabbos. Right? So the Shulchan Aruch was poisek kanet that you allow to be sisifis, you allow to put l'chaim shel mayim before Shabbat. The Ramo in the beginning agrees, but then says yesh oimrim etov lachush, that you're not allowed and you have to be careful. And that is because of if shemilse. What's if shemilse? They will be heard. People will see it. Say, he's working on Shabbos, he's doing it on Shabbos. It's allowed. If he does it, it's allowed. Yeah, that's one side of if shemilse, and the other one is that it's Shabbos. It ruins the Shabbos. Yeah, that's what the Mishneh Berurah also brings. Ruins the Shabbos, and therefore if shemilse is that it's not something proper for Shabbos. Not kvod Shabbos, not kvod Yom Tov. Okay, same thing. So lemaise, he keeps it on. Shlomzalman Neuerbach says not to use a dishwasher on Shabbos, even if you have all kind of tricks on it. However, there are some who say that you're allowed to use a dishwasher on Shabbos if it starts by a timer and you cancel the door switch. So now you're not doing a gomer because it's going to happen anyway. It's going to operate every, let's say, set amount of time or specific hours. And if the door is open, it's going to just wash the kitchen at the same time it's washing the dishes. Yeah, it's going to just be a lot of water. Yeah. So there are some who say that you're allowed to, Shlom Zalman didn't allow it. We normally don't use it because of if shemilse. Just to say that in addition to the bishul of the and the kelim, there are some who say that if shemilse, even if it makes some noise, but you only hear the noise at home. And at home, everyone knows that it goes on by time switch, and then there's no Ibsha Milse on this. Okay, on the side of what people will see and say and think it started, no, it's only if they hear it outside.
The thing of Shabbos is still a problem.
What?
That's
still a problem. Depends. So if whoever holds that you can use it, there's no problem of Bishul over here because you didn't do anything. I mean, you did put your utensil there, but because you're not doing any grome over here because the door switch is already cancelled, so it's going to operate anyway, whether you close the door or don't close the door. Those who say that you're allowed to do it, still a problem if shemilse is still there. Yeah. And I said there are some who say that if shemilse, if it's in the house and everyone in the house knows it's not, Shlomo Zalman doesn't say it.
So okay? On that,
so we don't use the dishwasher.
If my washing machine is on before Shabbos, washing machine.
Okay.
And it's running into Shabbos. Is that right. A problem?
Right. So if we look at Perek Lamed,
the whole family knew that was already on before Shabbos.
Yeah, it's like on a 2-hour cycle. Yeah.
Lekatchila not. But I know that, for example, if you have a child in the army, he comes home Amish before Shabbos. And you just don't have the time. But to Shabbos, he has to run back. Yeah? So I know different Rabbonim who matir to do it on Shabbos, to put it before Shabbos in a washing machine and let it continue working on Shabbos. Okay? Mutar lomar, that's about Anochri. Yeah? Lamed Kavdaled. Mutar lomar b'Shabbat l'Nochri l'asot b'shvil Yehudi davar yeter, gam im yedo shelitzorach ze yaseh Anochri davar shpisiyato yesh mishum misur Torah. אבל אני אומר לו, כן, היהודי, אם חושב ליהנות להשתמש בו במלאכה אסורה מיד, ואנוכי יודע זאת. ולכן מותר לומר לנוכי להדיח כלים בשביל יהודי, גם יודע שנוכי ידליק אור ויחמם מים, או יפעיל מדיח כלים הפועל בצורה שקטה. Even a goy says that you allow to let a goy, if you goy can do it, he can wash the dishes in a regular way, but he chooses for him, it's more comfortable to wash it in a different way. So he can switch on the light and use the hot water and heat up the water. And if he doesn't have an heating up or water, it's more of a question. But on the dishwasher, if he operates the dishwasher and it does not make noise, then he does it for himself. But if it does make noise, again, here, he holds it, again, if shemilse, and even for a goy, you won't let the goy in your house wash the dishes if there's if shemilse in it. So there's different opinions in it, and you have to work out what's right for you, you know, everyone. So, now, he says, now, we said about using it. However, can you take your the stuff off the table, utensils, dishes and stuff, and put them in the dishwasher on Shabbos? So it says like this, in Lamed Ches. מי שרגיל כל ימות השבוע, ליתן את כלי הסעודה המלוכלכים הישר מן השולחן למדיח כלים, ובו הוא שומר עליהם עד שעת השטיפה בימות החול, מותר לעשות כן גם בשבת ביום טוב. So if every day, you always use a dishwasher, yeah, and you don't take off the plates and put them in a sink. You take off the plates and you put them in a dishwasher. Some people put them in a sink, do a first rinse in the sink, and then put it in the dishwasher. Yeah, so then, you know, again on Shabbos, you should put it in the sink. But if the place where you store your dirty dishes is in the dishwasher, you can do it on Shabbos. You can put it in the same dishwasher, as long as obviously you don't activate any sensors when you open and close, yeah? So you can put it inside there, because that's where you store them. What you need to be careful of, אבל יקפיד לא למיין את הכלים השונים, אפילו אם עושה כן, כדי להכניס בקלות את הכלים לתוך המדיח. He needs to be careful again, not to do sorting, not to do boirer. It's very easy to do it when it comes to the dishwasher, because you have different compartments and you put stuff, unless if you have just a tray and you put everything on the tray, then it's not a problem. אך אם מקומם הרגיל של הכלים אחרי השימוש בהם אינו במדיח כלים והוא רוצה להכניסם בשבת יום טוב כדי שהוא מכלים לשטיפה בערב, אסור לעשות כן. So if normally he puts it in a sink, but now he wants to put it in the dishwasher, so it's ready for מוצאי שבת, it's basically מכין משבת לחול, and therefore we should not do it. Now, till when can we remove stuff from the table? In other words, because if we're removing stuff from the table on the Shabbos, it should be for Shabbos. Right? מותר להסיר את הכלים, למתס. מותר להסיר את הכלים מן השולחן, מותר להסיר מן השולחן את כלי הסעודה, גם אחרי סעודה שלישית בשבת, כדי שהחדר יהיה נקי ומסודר. So even after Shalashudas, he wants the room to be organized, he's still going to use the room. So he's allowed to take it off the table, he doesn't need to sit there and see a dirty table. או כדי שלא למשוך עליו חרקים, not to put, there won't be attracted, bugs won't be attracted to it, bugs, flies, etc. אבל, אסור להסיר את כלי הסעודה ברגעים האחרונים של השבת והיום טוב. In the last minutes of Shabbos, of Yom Tov, now you're not going to have a chance after you remove it, you won't have a chance to enjoy the room anymore anyway, then wait those few minutes and don't be mechin משבת לחול. אם כבר אינו צריך לשאות בו ביום באותו החדר, או אפילו באמצע היום, אם החליט לסגור את החדר ולצאת בשעת מוצאי שבת או היום טוב. So, if he decided he has a dining room, and he has a den, and he has a living room, and a, you know, a formal dining, and all those places that I designed, they have a formal dining, a family dining, and a formal kitchen, and a family kitchen, and or Paris kitchen, you know, loads of kitchens and loads of rooms and stuff. And you have all those rooms. If you have a dining room, you go, you sit in your dining room on Shabbos with the family, you finish the meal, you're going to never sit in that dining room again till next week, Shabbos, yeah? Close the door and do it after Shabbos. Unless, if again, if it's going to attract bugs and stuff. Was, is that again?
You got that many rooms.
Yeah, okay, fine. but the idea, you're not allowed to ask her then to do it on Shabbos. However, if she has to do it on Shabbos, but she doesn't want to do it on Shabbos, it's easier for her to do it on Shabbos, let her do it on Shabbos. Yeah? If it's a case when it's not needed for Shabbos. Yeah? Now. ולכן, מקום שנעשתה בו שמחה, ואין צורך במקום לשימוש נוסף בשבת, אין לנקות את המקום לאחר גמר השמחה. יד השמחה, in the morning, יד הקידש, place is not going to be used again, you close the hall, you leave, come back once the Shabbos and organize it. Binyamin said to me that it's a problem, all those who do simchas and have the caterers to do it, and they hire young Jewish boys to do in Israel, to do the, for them, you know, they call them for the whole Shabbos, they come for the whole Shabbos, stay in a hotel as well, pay them a certain amount for the whole Shabbos, and they need to organize the tables and clear after the meals, before and after the meals, right? Since if the room is not going to be used again, sometimes they ask them to clear it, they says, but if the room is not going to be used, it's, it could be a problem.
Could be an expected criteria that needs to be just in case.
Again, if someone may use it on Shabbos, maybe some people will want to use it on Shabbos, then you will be allowed to, because maybe someone will use it. The same as you can wash the dishes, even though you can wash all the dishes, although there's very little chance you're going to use all these dishes on Shabbos. You're allowed to do it if you may be doing it even close to Matzei Shabbos. Cups and small plates that you use for dessert, those you can as well, even Shabbos afternoon. Okay, so you can do that. Now, we move into, if you want to clean the tablecloth, or the table, or the worktop, yes, carpet, not carpet, the worktop, whether it's wood or marble, it's the same. If you want all these things to clean. So, mem, maim, oshar, mashkil, shenish, b'chol, gabayam, apa, v'terem, nivlouba, mutar, legororam, b'et, atzorach, b'yad, rafa, letoch, kli, בקף או בסכין, גם אם המפה עשויה מחומר ספיג. So you have water poured on the table, you have a tablecloth, okay, even if the tablecloth is fabric. So you can, if it's already in the fabric, then you can't get that liquid out anymore. That you take the tablecloth, put it aside, put a new tablecloth. Yeah, or use the table without the table, whatever you need. But if you have a If the tablecloth, the water is like sitting on top of it, there's a lot of water, you can take a knife and put it backwards on the table and lightly with your, not to push down, lightly pull the liquid down into a bowl, let's say.
Why can't you push it down with plastic?
Because if you're pushing down, we're talking about a fabric tablecloth. Okay? Fabric tablecloth. And therefore, now, why you're allowed, maybe you will be squeezing it out, yeah? But because it's not necessarily going to happen. It's davar she'eino miskaven. You have no intention here to squeeze it out. And not necessarily it's going to happen. It's not psikesha, it's going to happen. And therefore, Rav Shimon Oyver, Gorer Adam, Betaki Sevi Shulchan, you're allowed to do that as well.
Can you use your hand as well? Or why dafka the back of a knife? Why not your hand?
Ah, you can do it with your hand as well. You can do it, as long as you're doing it lightly. Be'ad Rafa, you can do it with a lightly with a hand, you can do it as well. Just most people prefer, instead of doing it with a hand, to do it with a knife. It's easier to do it and you don't get your hand wet, you know. But you can. Now, you have to be very careful. You should be careful not to squeeze the tablecloth, because then you're going to be doing melaben, cleaning it, yeah. Dash, you're probably not going to be doing, unless if you want the liquid, yeah. But melaben, you'll be doing. ואם המשקים צבועים כגון יין אדום, if it's red wine or any other colored drink, liquid, יזהר לא להעביר אותם ממקום למקום, החשש אישור צביעת המפה. Here it's going to be coloring the tablecloth, and therefore you should not be moving it from one place to another. It's not going to be a מלוכה דאורייתא, he has no intention to color now the tablecloth, but דרבנן it is. מ"א. Let's do Memalef. Mayim meruvim shenishpachu al gavei hamapa v'terem nivlau bah. So a lot of, before we said some amount of water, but now it's a lot of water. And you want a lot of water on the tablecloth, and you want to absorb it into something. Mutar lispog otam rak b'matlid ha-miyuchedet lekach. You're allowed to take a rag. Yeah, what they say in Hebrew, smartut. Yeah, you can take a rag. And you can absorb it with the rug carefully. Why? This you can. Why? Because there, you're not trying to clean it or anything. That's its purpose. Its purpose is actually to get the, you know, it's dirty, you're getting it dirty, you're using the dirty, you just want to use it in order to absorb the liquid. So you'll be allowed to use that. That's about water. Right? Now, ואילו שאר משקין שנשפכו על גבי המפה, וטרם נבלו בה, מותר לספוג אותם בכל בד שאינו נקי, כגון מגבת. In other words, before you could not use it, if you have a lot of water on the table, and you want to, if you take a towel, that's a problem. Because towel, that's the way to clean it, with water, yeah? As opposed to a rag. However, if it's other drinks, which you don't normally use a towel, clean with them a towel, because actually the other way around makes it dirty. Now you can use a towel as well to absorb with it, because you're not doing kibbutz over here. It's not melaben. Yeah, so you're not doing kibbutz. Kibbutz is melaben. Yeah, so you're not doing it because you are. It's something that you don't use it for. Now, כי זה לא, אין דרך לסחוט אותו. בכל אופן, עליו להקפיד שלא לסחוט את המטלית, דהיינו שיספוג אותו רק ביד רפה ולא בכוח. Again, don't use power with it, because you don't want to squeeze the liquid out, but if you did it lightly and you squeezed something out, you had no intention to do that, and it was, again, not necessarily what happened, and that's why you're allowed to do it. One other thing, וגם לא יספוג בה את המשקין, על דעת להשתמש במשקי הנספג, אפילו אחר צאת השבת או החג. So he has in his mind, he says, all this liquid, I don't want to lose it. I want this liquid. So I'll absorb it into a towel, put this towel now in a bowl, and later on I'm going to squeeze it. After Shabbos, I'm going to squeeze it and get my very special wine or arak out. If that's the case, then don't do it. Or get it dirty first and then do it, so you're not going to use that liquid anymore. ואם נשפחה כמות מועטה של מים או שאר משקים, מותר לספוג אותה בבגד נקי, ביסוד ביד רפה ולא בכוח. So it's a very little amount of water, and then you can take a towel and wipe it with, or whatever, because it's going to be absorbed into there, and there's nothing to squeeze out from it anymore. Again, not with power. What's the best thing to do? הטוב ביותר לספוג כל משקה בעזרת נייר או מגווני נייר או מפיונים. To use all kind of, either tissues or paper towel, kitchen towel, which is cut already, or serviette, yeah, okay, or serviette you wash again, no?
No.
It's disposable one.
Anything disposable, anything held palmy, basically.
Right. Napkins, basically.
Yeah, napkins.
Okay. And but those again, because those you throw to the bin, so, and then there's no chashash. But still, don't say I'm not going to use it. Still, I'm going to squeeze it. You know, this don't do. Don't squeeze it. But you don't have to be chashash so much about that. So we reached Membez.